This is Ronnie King. At our WGH Teen Time microphone, we have with us Buddy Holly. Hi, Buddy.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Buddy, could you tell us some of the big records that you and your group have had?
Well, we've had That'll Be the Day was our first one, then Peggy Sue followed it, and along with Old Boy and Maybe Baby, and then Early in the Morning, and then our latest one, It's So Easy.
You sold quite a bit. Do you know the total number of all your records, how much they've sold so far?
We don't have any idea, Ronnie, what's sold. We figure somewhere around 4 or 5 million, somewhere along there.
4 or 5 million, tremendous volume of records. How many are in your group?
There's three of us.
Two, the Crickets, and yourself. How did you happen to get started?
Well, we met in high school, I guess you'd say, in Lubbock, Texas. That's our hometown, and we all went to the same high school there. And started playing together there.
Long Star State. How old are you?
I'm 22.
And what about the Crickets?
Well, Jerry Allison, the drummer, is 19, and Joe Malden, the bass player, is 18.
18. And listening to you, Buddy, it seems like y'all could do something in jazz. Have you ever tried anything along that line?
No, we hadn't. It's strange that you should say that, because we've always made it a point to more or less not like jazz, actually, and it's kind of in conjunction with rock and roll in one way, and then it's kind of against it in a way.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't mean to imply that your music you've played so far, I don't know, for some reason you sort of strike me as a jazz man for some reason.
Well, it's probably the glasses or something.
It could be. Brubeck man. Yeah. Do you have any special plans for the future?
No, we don't. We didn't, in the way of bookings, we don't know what's coming up for us after this tour. The last night of this tour is 3 nights from tonight in Richmond. And then we don't have anything in bookings there. And then our new release will be out in a few days. It's a choral release entitled Heartbeat, back with Well All Right.
Heartbeat, that's the number we'll have to watch for. Finally, Buddy, you know there's many mediums of that you can present yourself to the entertainment field, such as the stage and the records, nightclubs. Which do you prefer the most?
I prefer the one-nighter tours such as we're on, the large rhythm and blues type package shows.
You feel that you can get the most out of your audience?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can do your 4 or 5 songs and really, I mean, it feels good to play to an audience that's watching instead of an audience that's either interested in something else, like in nightclubs. You know, there's a lot going on that sometimes they're interested in something besides the act on stage, and then in your dances, well, they're more interested in their dancing, of course.
Yes, you can feel your audience a lot more. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Good thing, Ronnie.